USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. The Senate entered into debate on approving a House-passed continuing resolution to keep the government open and was expected to vote by early this evening on the measure. Results of the vote are not in yet, but the measure must pass and be signed by President Joe Biden to avoid the shutdown. The House approved the stopgap plan Saturday after Democrats agreed to back the last-minute proposal put forward by Speaker Kevin McCarthy to keep money going to government agencies for the next 45 days, while continuing to provide billions of dollars in disaster recovery efforts, but not including money for Ukraine. The United Auto Workers Union says its two-week strike against Detroit automakers will spread to 7,000 more workers.
I'm calling on Ford's Chicago assembly plant to stand up and go on strike. And I'm calling on GM's Lansing Delta Township to stand up and go out on strike.
UAW President Sean Fain says Jeep maker Stellantis was spared from a third round of strikes. 25,000 are now off the job and on picket lines at dozens of plants and parts facilities across the country in the union's demands for a 40% pay hike, a four-day work week, and other benefits and job protections. A massive wet weather system is moving on from parts of the Northeast, but plenty of damage was done, and there's a heroic rescue to report in New Jersey. Laura Winters on the story.
Folks who live in the Northeast looking to dry out after record rain hits towns in New Jersey and New York City. Flash flooding, a huge problem in Brooklyn, and water cascading into the New York City subway system, causing flooding and signal issues in the train system. Flooding on the Grand Central Parkway as people tried to get to LaGuardia Airport to catch flights. Record-breaking rain over at JFK Airport, where almost 8 inches of rain hit. New York City Mayor Eric Adams declaring a state of emergency. In Fairfield, New Jersey, about 25 miles from the city, a man rescued by a police officer as his car fills with water. The officer putting the driver on his back and carrying him to safety in waist-deep water.
This is USA News.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-479-8524. 800-479-8524. 800-479-8524. That's 800-479-8524.
A former contractor for the IRS is charged with leaking tax information to news outlets about thousands of the country's wealthiest individuals. The Justice Department said 38-year-old Charles Littlejohn of Washington, D.C. is accused of stealing information off tax returns and giving it to two unnamed news outlets. Court documents state the organizations published articles based on records, some which dated back more than 15 years. The former contractor faces up to 5 years in prison if convicted. If you're thinking about reselling concert or sporting event tickets, you may have to pay taxes on that income.
The IRS is implementing stricter regulations for ticket resellers. According to an updated form, individuals who earned over $600 from ticket resale must now declare that income as taxable. This change comes in response to a surge of grievances regarding ticket resellers inflating prices, notably for events like Taylor Swift's recent Eras Tour. I'm John Schaefer.
A former TV journalist who has yet to concede in the previous Arizona gubernatorial race intends to kick off her U.S. Senate campaign next month. Carrie Lake confirmed this in a radio interview yesterday and announced a rally for October 10th to vie for the seat currently occupied by independent Kyrsten Sinema. Lake is a staunch supporter of former President Trump and maintains the belief that he won the 2020 presidential election. And Jimmy Carter, the 39th president, was celebrated Saturday at his presidential library and museum ahead of his 99th birthday on Sunday. The party was moved up a day to ensure it wouldn't be canceled by a potential federal government shutdown that Congress is working feverishly to avoid. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418.